My cheerful lilt at the end of the sentence suggested this was okay, that we were okay. But this was not okay. I was not okay. If you get this message, give me a call back, please, I added before hanging up, because my children were watching, and we always use our pleases and thank you. I disconnected, dialed my ex, and jammed the phone back under my ear as I washed all hope for salvaging the day from my hands.
Is Vero coming?
Delia asked, picking at her handiwork and frowning at her sticky red fingers.
I don't know.
Vero would probably pull Delia into her lap and style the whole mess into some trendy comb-over, or conceal it under an intricate French braid. I was pretty sure any similar attempt on my part would only make matters worse.
Can you call Aunt Amy?
You don't have an Aunt Amy.
Yes, I do. She was Teresa's sister in college. She can fix my hair. She studied cosmetology.
You mean cosmetology? And no, just because she was Teresa's sorority sister does not make her your Aunt Amy.
Are you calling Daddy?
Yes.
He knows how to fix things.
I pasted on a strained smile. Stephen knew how to break things, too, like dreams and wedding vows. But I didn't say that. Instead, I gritted my teeth, because child psychologists say it's not healthy to bash your ex in front of your children. And common sense says you shouldn't do it while you're waiting for him to pick up his cell phone so you can ask him to babysit them.
He uses duck glue,
Delia insisted, following me around the kitchen as I scraped the breakfast scraps into the trash and dumped the plates into the sink, along with my sanity. You mean duct tape. We can't fix your hair with duct tape, sweetie.
Daddy could.
Hold on, Delia. I shushed her when my ex finally picked up. Stephen? He sounded hassled before he even said good morning. On second thought, I don't think good morning was actually what he said. I need a favor. Vero didn't show up this morning, and I'm already late for a meeting with Sylvia downtown. I need to drop Zach with you for a few hours. My son flashed me a syrupy grin from his high chair as I used the damp rag to mop the sticky spot from my slacks. They were the only decent pants I owned. I work in my pajamas. Also, he might need a bath.
Yeah, Stephen said slowly. About Vero.
I stopped patting and dropped the burp rag in the open diaper bag at my feet. I knew that tone. It was the same one he'd used when he broke the news that he and Teresa had gotten engaged. It was also the same tone he'd used last month when he told me his landscaping business had taken off because of Teresa's real estate contacts, and he was flush with cash. And oh, by the way, he talked to a lawyer about filing for joint custody.
I was meaning to call you yesterday, but Teresa and I had tickets to the game, and the day just got away from me.
No, I gripped the counter.
No, no, no. You work from home, Finn. You don't need a full-time sitter for Zach.
Don't do this, Stephen. I pinched the blooming headache between my eyes while Delia tugged on my pant leg and whined about duct tape.
So I let her go, he said. Bastard. I can't afford to keep bailing you out.
Bailing me out? I'm the mother of your children. It's called child support.
You're late on your van payment.
Only until I get my advance for the book.
Finn.
Every time he said my name, it sounded like an expletive. Stephen,
it might be time to consider getting a real job.
Like hydroseeding the neighborhood?
Yeah, I went there.
This is my real job, Stephen.
Writing trashy books is not a real job.
They're romantic suspense novels, and I've already been paid half up front. I'm under contract. I can't just walk away from a contract. I'll have to give it back.
Then, because I was feeling particularly stabby, I added,
unless you want to bail me out of that, too.